At the Sulphur Springs School Board meeting Monday night, high school principal Josh Williams and career technology education director Jenny Arledge introduced the board to a new college and career readiness program. Five different career paths have been developed. Eighth graders will be deciding on careers with some three-week courses for them to test certain careers. Here is how Williams concluded his comments Monday evening, followed by a reaction from Superintendent Michael Lamb.
So we don't have it all figured out yet, but we're working the problem. Feel like we're doing a better job all the way along. You know, the idea is once students graduate, what's next? Some of them will go to college and a lot of them will not. So once they leave our doors, how can they be the productive moral citizens that we talk about? And if they're not going to college, how can we put them in a position when they walk out the door to not make $8 an hour, but make 18 or 28, start a family, be a citizen, and what we talk about all the time is just flat be Mr. or Miss somebody when you see them walking down the road. So in addition to those things that we're working with PJC, when we see what we'll articulate, and once we have those courses, the next question is, well, how does it plug into those coherent sequences that we talked about? You know, we don't like to have a Lone Ranger course up there. How can we build up to it and support it and build the interest for it? In addition to that, just one of the great things Mr. Lamb has done is he's allowed us to sit down with business leaders in the community. That's Budo, Clayton Homes, Ocean Spray, Grocery Supply. Just talk about, you know, what are you looking for? Who are you hiring? What do our kids need to know? And there are a lot of exciting activities on the horizon for that too, I think. And that'll just allow us to learn more about what we can do for our students here so that they choose to stay and be citizens in Sulphur Springs. They can do that. Before we're done, I want to give the credit to Ms. Arledge for everything that was beautiful here. She does a bang-up job. We introduced her to the high school staff this year, going from teacher to administrator. I referred to her as a weapon. I meant that to be a positive thing. What I mean by that is the students don't know what an asset they have, Ms. Arledge, so the credit's to her.
Ms. Arledge and to Mr. Williams. I can't hardly say it without choking up. Been trying to get that stuff right there done since 2009, and those two right there made it happen. I appreciate what you've done. That's awesome. Thank you.
KSST News.